The vineyard will be destroyed if we don't produce good fruits. The vineyard is being torn apart. It's being torn apart by violence and hatred. The good wine is becoming sour. It's a good time to talk about peace, love, joy, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, fruits of the Spirit, as listed in Galatians 5. It's a good time because we who follow Christ need to be reminded as to what is important to Him. It's a good time to focus on the beauty of God, even when we are slapped with the pictures of the victim's blood in Las Vegas. I think Christ wants us to focus on the good and beautiful when the world is not. He's asking us to reflect His light in the world. And here I need to apologize to the customer service person I yelled at last Monday, the day after the shooting. You see, my patience and kindness and whatever were sorely tested when I ran up against a "no, you can't have that" answer when I called. Well, let's just leave names out of it. How do you treat others? Not kindly always. How do I treat others? Not kindly always. Not with compassion for those who have a bad day, and it was an especially bad day. I was just starting to process the horrible news about Las Vegas. I needed to yell at someone, and the poor customer service person got it. I was responding to the shooting, and not in a positive way. Our annual diocesan convention finished yesterday. It was a good convention, listening to others from around the diocese, include Bishop Dan and Canon Catherine Gregg. Canon Catherine talked about the shooting in Las Vegas and how we shouldn't try to get back to our own agendas so soon. We need to, in my words, weep with those who have died and not try to allow the Holy Spirit to speak for us. Catherine talked about us living in a world where redemptive violence is a way of life for us. It's a religion where the bad man is subdued by the good man and everyone lives happily ever after. In that religion, we worship the violence of the good man. And so, of course, this scene plays out again and again and again. Because we always need a good man to subdue something. But this is not our understanding of God. He's not a violent God. He's a loving God. So I have to continue to try to move to the God I know that is there, the God of love and forgiveness and the God of beauty. During a breakout session at convention, a group called Community Ministries convened. We went around a rather large group of people from all over the state and listened to the charity ministries that we have going on. These ministries included all the food pantries from all over the state, the Helping Hands group in Boulder City, the Boy Scout troop in Elko that's including young siblings, both boys and girls, the refugees groups in the north and south, a new group in the south that's teaching young mothers how to cook, all sorts of loving actions. My heart was warmed by all the outreach that this diocese has, this response to bad people, to bad times, and bad situations is not redemptive, but loving. But charity is not the end of our response to violence in the world, because charity does not stop the reasons why we need charity in the first place. We've all heard the story, I'm sure, of the man standing on the riverbank. He was standing there seeing babies floating by. So he did the right thing. He pulled them out and fed them and got them a proper home. But the babies kept coming down the river. So finally he decided to go up the river and see who was throwing the babies into the river. We need to be that man We need to start challenging and changing policies and situations that are causing the babies to be thrown in the river. Now, here are some of the babies. Number one, being unable to talk to your neighbor because they are Republicans or Democrats. Saying that charity is the church's responsibility, but trying to change cultural issues is not. Not having the courage to stand up when you see something wrong. Focusing on your own agenda and not those in need. And I can go on and on. The vineyard is being torn apart. Produce good fruits. Today at 5 o'clock, we're going to have the blessing of the animals. And if you've noticed, this service is a little different. We're focusing on creation today. This is to celebrate the feast of St. Francis. St. Francis is considered the patron saint of animals and the environment. He's the patron saint because he treated animals and creation as his brothers and sisters. He produced good fruits because he did not buy into the culture of violence prevalent in his society. There's a story about him stopping a violent wolf from attacking people in his neighborhood. The beast was hungry. He got the wolf to promise not to eat the people if the people would feed him. Did this really happen? Does it matter? The story tells of St. Francis' concern for his people and creation. Violence is not the answer. The kingdom of God will be taken away from you if you do not produce the fruits of the Spirit. Try to be kind to someone today. Have patience with the customer service people. Give freely. Be gentle with yourselves and the environment. Practice peace, joy, and love. Produce good fruits or drink sour wine.